Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, state and local government officials, along with citizens, are still trying to recover from storm damage across the state, and now we find ourselves battling yet another challenge. Or a byproduct of the storms that we've experienced, and that's homeowners insurance. The legislature has called themselves into a special session, and Governor John Bel Edwards joins us to talk about this. Governor, welcome to the show.
Newell, thank you, and it's great to be back with you. And you're right. So this, we do have an insurance crisis. We recognized it last year in the regular session and recreated an incentive program that was not funded then, and this is an effort in this special session to actually fund the program. And Commissioner Donlin asked that we have a special session simply because of the timing. He believed that the funds need to be available sooner rather than later so that we can get companies subscribing to the funds in time to purchase reinsurance ahead of the hurricane season. And then hopefully this will work, and it has worked in the past after Hurricane Katrina, to both depopulate citizens, and I'm willing to go into more detail about that, but also to have policies written outside of citizens to homeowners who don't have any insurance today. The session has to end no later than 6 p.m. on Sunday, but with the House passing the two instruments yesterday, one was unanimous, one was 90-8. If the Senate, which will take the bills up in committee today, if they pass them off the floor tomorrow as they came over from the House, then the session will conclude tomorrow. I think that is the most likely result based on the conversations that I'm having with Commissioner Donlin, but also with legislators. So I think we will probably wrap up tomorrow and get the bills passed, and I'll certainly sign them into law.
Governor, I think it's fair to say that this issue really reveals itself in many different ways. In fact, our digital content producer, Ton Trong, I think you know Ton, is releasing a podcast today that's talking about population loss in Louisiana. And as it gets harder and harder for our citizens to procure homeowners insurance, flood insurance, and the like, that's one of the byproducts as well, and this becomes a very dangerous jambalaya, so to speak, for us to deal with, right?
Well, it is, and it's not solely based upon what happens here. Obviously, if we have numerous destructive hurricanes that hit our state, that has the most adverse impact as it relates to people whose lives are turned upside down. Maybe they're where they work or the businesses that they own are impacted, cost and availability of insurance. But if you recall, we actually had our best storm season in 31 years last year in 2022, not a single named storm in Louisiana. But because insurers do business across state lines, if you've got an insurance company that is in Louisiana and, for example, last year as it happened, they have significant exposure in Florida, and Florida takes a very destructive hurricane, then it impacts us. And so we actually had additional insurers that became insolvent last year and had to leave the marketplace even though we didn't have any hurricanes. And so this goes back and forth across state lines. And You know, I haven't obviously listened to the information that's going to be presented on population loss. What I will tell you is that, and this was borne out most recently with a study published in the New York Times, since 1980, it's not even close. Louisiana has suffered more storms and more destruction as a result of those storms than any other state in the nation on a population basis. But having said that, I was actually very pleased that the 2020 census, which actually was conducted in the immediate aftermath, if you remember, of Hurricane mm-hmm. Laura, and while right. And really while Delta came ashore, we did not have a net loss in population. And in fact, we grew at the national average. We have as many states ahead of us in population and below us as we had in the 2010 census. And that speaks to the hardiness of our people and the fact that they want to be here. But I understand. I think we would have had more growth. So I don't know that the case can be made that we're losing population. But we know we would have more growth than we've had were it not for these challenges.
But what I think what a lot of the study shows is that, you know, areas that have a good, vibrant economy, they're more nimble. They're able to bounce back from these storms. I think you've seen that across the state of Louisiana, where there's higher incomes, better paying jobs, that they're able to bounce back from the storms. When we talk about the phenomenon that you just described relative to Florida having storms last year and Louisiana not, does this beg of a multi-state, multi-jurisdictional approach in trying to deal with this and maybe the Gulf states coming together in some collaborative effort?
Well, that could work. You know, that's not the way insurance has ever worked in the past. Right. Insurance, as you know, is intensively regulated. And that's at the state level. But at the bare minimum, we ought to be collaborating with one another and learning from one another. So I'll just, as an example, if Alabama has done something that really helped with their situation, we shouldn't be too proud to go over there and borrow from them. And at a minimum, we have to make sure that we have a vibrant marketplace for insurance so that you have multiple insurers competing with one another. That's how you hold premiums down. But we also have to make sure that those insurers are financially solvent, that they're properly capitalized for the risk that they are assuming, and that they obtain reinsurance in the requisite amounts to make sure that once a storm happens, a policyholder is going to get the benefit of the premiums that they have paid. And this is where we've been coming up short. And I will tell you, there's language in the two bills to try to make sure at least 25% of the fund that is subscribed goes to depopulate citizens, which has about 125,000 policies right now. Before Hurricane Laura in 2020, it had 36,000. The remainder would go to provide insurance to people who currently don't have it. All of that is very important, and I want to make sure that people understand nobody is saying that this is going to be the fix and that all of our insurance problems are going to get resolved. This is an important first step, and it's one that we can take timely, and it is my hope, quite frankly, my expectation, that more efforts will be made in the regular session that starts in April. But we cannot be too proud to learn from other states. If Florida has done something that has been successful, Alabama, Mississippi, you name it, I think we have to be willing to embrace those measures. And if there is an opportunity for a truly regional approach so that we have more insurers in the Gulf South as a whole and that they're more solvent and that they are purchasing the requisite reinsurance, because as you just pointed out, and you're exactly right, what happens in these other states impact all of us. And so if there is an opportunity to do that, and maybe there's a compact that we could enter into to try to do that, quite frankly, I have not heard that discussed before you just mentioned it, but it sounds at first blush like something that we ought to see whether that is an avenue that we can go down.
Governor, this will be your last legislative session as you enter the last year of your term of office. Do you intend to get very proactive on this issue, understanding and knowing, as you just articulated, that this special session will not be enough?
Yeah, so the answer is yes. And having said that, working with legislators in the House and in the Senate, I was able to go to Lloyd's of London, for example, back in September and meet with those executives to try to figure out from their perspective what we could do. You know, they broker insurance, and it's largely reinsurance. And Newell, what they told us was that their models that predict the frequency and severity of severe weather events, like hurricanes, and in particular in the Gulf South because of hurricanes, proved to be off by 100%. And that's how they calculate the damages that they're likely to have to respond to. And when the model was off 100%, the premiums went up 100% overnight. And that really precipitated the most immediate challenge, because you've got to have reinsurance if you're going to be able to respond when these disasters happen. That reinsurance became so costly that gets turned around and included in premiums that you have to pay for your policy. And, for example, I think what I read was Citizens expects to go up by 63%. On their policies. And so depopulating Citizens, minimizing that risk, is the right thing to do. But this session by itself isn't going to fix all of our problems. I am respectful that Jim Donlan is the elected insurance commissioner. So I will be working with him. I'll work with the legislature. I'll work with insurance companies. I will work with anybody who can bring forward an idea that will help us to fix this situation in Louisiana, because we just have to do it. It is too important. You know, there was a time not so long ago when basically half of our state's population and half of our industry was in North Louisiana and half was in South. Today, about two-thirds of it is clustered along the 10-12 corridor and south. And so we have a lot more exposure today than we've ever had before. And so it's always been important, but it's more important today. And the last point I want to make real quickly is that if you're in North Louisiana, you shouldn't say you don't care about this issue, because if Citizens has too much exposure and we have a storm and they have to respond, those assessments get made on every policy issued in the state, irrespective of whether they're a Citizens policy or whether they're along the coast or not. And so I did want to make sure that everybody understands that we all have a vested interest, no matter where you live, no matter where you work, in successfully addressing these issues.
Well, Governor, I'm a proud owner of a Citizens policy. I'm not a happy one, but a proud owner nonetheless. But for sure, this is one of those times we are all in this together, no doubt about it.
And you know, by law, you have to pay 10% more for that Citizens policy than you could get it on the market, assuming you could get one elsewhere on the market, because it is designed to be an insurer of last resort. Yeah. And so we know off the top, you're paying at least 10% more than you should have to pay. And if we can depopulate Citizens by 40,000 or so, and the commissioner thinks we can, then at a minimum, that's 40,000 policyholders that should see immediate savings. The state as a whole has less risk. And then the rest of the money, which, by the way, isn't $45 million, that's what we're going to appropriate. The $45 million has to be matched dollar for dollar by the insurance companies. And so if it's all subscribed, that's $90 million. And then they have to write $2 in policy for every $1 in the fund. That's $180 million. So, right. So if we are as successful as we can possibly be, the size of this effort is actually going to be $180 million, but the injection of state funds will be $45 million. And by the way, I am very thankful that we have excess in the current year so that we have this option. If we had the same fiscal situation in our state that I inherited, we wouldn't be having a special session because we wouldn't have the dollars to be able to appropriate.
And I'm glad you made that point. And if there's a list floating around, put me number one volunteer. I want to be depopulated.
I'll pass that along, though.
Governor, I know you're busy. I know you got to get to a meeting. We really appreciate you joining us this morning. Have a great week.
Thank you, and God bless.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back. That's the governor of the great state of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards. This is an insurance crisis for sure. And we'll continue conversations in this hour about auto insurance. Seems as though there's another crisis brewing there. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Michael Barry, Chief Communications Officer and the Head of Media Relations and Public Affairs at the Insurance Information Institute, otherwise known as III. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Neil.
Michael, I think you just had an opportunity to hear what Governor John Bel Edwards said about the predicament and the challenges that we're facing relative to homeowners insurance. Your thoughts?
I thought the governor did an excellent job of explaining the situation and the state of play in Louisiana. I may add a little bit more to that when we talk about trying to drive some of the excessive litigiousness out of the system. But he laid out, how Louisiana at this point in early 2023 arrived at this situation. It's a combination of things. It's the storms, of course, of 2020. I think of Hurricane Laura, 2021, of course, Hurricane Ida. While last year, fortunately, was a quiet one, you had those storms, and those two and a couple others, creating $20 billion plus in insured losses over a two-year period. And then I'm almost done with the explanation, but then you had a number of insolvencies. So this public perception that insurers have endless deep pockets, but not all of them are as well capitalized as the others. And so you had a couple of insolvencies, and that's what brought Louisiana lawmakers into session this week, is basically the combination of insurance payouts, which were extraordinary over a very short period of time, coupled with insolvencies. And I just heard, Newell, you're a citizens policyholder, and hopefully the state legislature will come up with a plan to make you a former citizens policyholder.
Yeah, not soon enough. and no offense to Citizen, because they've been nothing but nice to me. Michael, let me ask you this. And if in let's say that this was the best of times, how many insurance companies could we anticipate, you know, in just in general with your experience, that would have an interest in writing homeowner insurance policies in the state of Louisiana?
In the best of times, and I know this is a hypothetical, I think it's I think it would always be difficult, because when I think of places where it's difficult to write property insurance profitably, there's a couple of states that come to mind, and Louisiana is one of them. Florida, Texas, California, and there's a running theme here. This is where all the natural disasters, the expensive ones, tend to occur. So I think it would always be. Nonetheless, there are there's a lot of innovation going on in the industry. There's a lot of competition generally, and there are a lot of insurers who look at a challenge and try to underwrite profitably if they can. But there's no doubt Louisiana poses a challenge given the frequency and severity of hurricanes that have hit there, coupled with, and hopefully the lawmakers will get to this, some of the excessive litigation that occurs. I think it'd be very hard to go down any street in Louisiana and not hear a pitch for a plaintiff's attorney at some point. And that adds to the cost of business for insurers as well. So I think that's a long way of saying I think there would be some interest given the lawmakers are focusing on the issues that will help bring insurers to the state.
Because I've always wondered, why do we allow what I'll refer to as tier two, tier three insurance companies, right, that are not some of the big boys, to take on as much risk as they do in a particular zip code? And knowing,
right, and I think that's,
you know, that a path of the storm, and as opposed to creating insurance districts across the state of Louisiana and guaranteeing to those that have an interest in writing in this state a certain number of policies within each individual district, to make sure and ensure that we're not exposing these individuals. Because, you know, a lot of these storms, when you talk about land mass, some of these storms, it doesn't impact that much land mass, but they're heavily populated. And you have
right.
these underperforming insurance companies that have taken on all this risk. They like it because they've got healthy premium. It creates cash flow. But the risk reward is completely out of whack. And we learned that that's why they've gone insolvent. They didn't lay off enough liability. We're not
right.
monitoring that very well. But why not do something along those lines to try and mitigate the amount of risk that they're taking on as a company?
Well, I think the governor got into it a little bit. You want to, and this is, and also some of the lawmakers in the special session, you want to have well-capitalized companies, and that's why they're tying some of the money in terms of the Insure Louisiana Incentive Program to making sure that the companies that are taking advantage of this are of a certain financial strength. I think the other thing is, and the governor said it very well, you have an elected insurance commissioner who's tasked with basically with two main tasks, which are one, making sure that the insurers are financially strong, and two, is consumer protection. And part of consumer protection is making sure that on the other side of the homeowner's insurance policy is a fiscally solvent insurer, because this is what you're seeing today in the past couple of years with the insolvencies. Now all of a sudden, the company's not completely gone away. There is a safety net. It's known as the Louisiana Insurance Guarantee Association. But in your best case scenario, you don't want to even be having this conversation. But I'll just give you a little stat here about how hard it was, for instance, in 2021 to write insurance profitably in the state of Louisiana. AM Best, big ratings organization, took a look at for every dollar a Louisiana insurer, home insurer, took in 2021, they paid out more than $4 in claims. Now, if you're well capitalized, you're going to have years like this, and you've reserved properly and you have reinsurance. But if you're of lesser financial strength, that's going to turn around and topple your company one bad year. And I think you're right. I mean, the answer is, can the lawmakers come up with a policy that lures financially strong insurers to the state? And that's what's being talked about now.
But if you look at 2020, 2021, one has to admit that these are anomaly years, not as it relates to storms, but as it relates to cost of goods sold because of the supply chain issues that we've had. Lumber was up. All building products were up. You know, we had huge problems. And part of the, you know, I keep hearing this stuff about litigation, but a lot of the anecdotal stories that I'm hearing from people that have ultimately had to go out and hire a public adjuster, not that they wanted to, they felt compelled to, because a number of insurance companies are offering settlements for a roof that are 40% off of what the average price per square foot or per whatever they call those bundles that, that's happening. No one's willing to do that for that price, you know, and so what we have is you drive around the city right now and there's access to roofers. We still have, I think in Jefferson Parish, somewhere just south of 10% of the homes still have a blue tarp on their roof.
Well, I think part of the reason is, and I'm sorry to hear that, but I think part of the reason is just the sheer magnitude of these storms. And you hit on, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 500,000 claims being filed over the past year or so in Louisiana. But I think you hit on something, and this is why it's not only in Louisiana, but it's throughout the whole country. The homeowners insurance rates are by and large going up no matter where you are for the reasons you just described. The supply chain disruptions, the increasing cost of construction materials, the labor rate for contractors going up. And these have all impacted the cost of insurance throughout the whole country. So there's no doubt all the things you just mentioned are factoring into this as well.
Yeah, I mean, and then we find ourselves kind of caught in this perfect storm. And then, you know, on the litigation side, we're trying to reimburse folks numbers that just don't work. I mean, I've talked to a number of roofing contractors. I had to have my roof repaired. Fortunately, my insurance company, it was not an issue. You know, but I've talked to some of my neighbors. It was an issue. And there's no doubt that we had a microburst or something come through here because a direct line across my neighborhood, every roof was significantly impaired. But the, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that there are a lot of guilt. There's a lot of guilt on all sides here, and you know, we're not being completely open and transparent on a number of these issues. Because I could tell you, as a homeowner, I don't want to have to go through a big exercise to get my home repaired. The sooner the better.
Understood.
You know, but that's not always the case. And unfortunately for us, when we end up with it going into LIGA, the situation doesn't get better. It gets worse. You know, and the horror stories that are coming out there. And so what is happening is that we are perpetuating now an environment and a culture of people jumping to the public adjuster first and a lawyer second because of previous experiences that they've had. And they're like, I'm not going through this exercise. I'm not going to go through a 1-2 year gig here trying to get my money. I paid the premium. I'm entitled to this. I'm entitled to that. Nobody wants to write me a check. Let's tee it up right now as opposed to later because, you know, I want to get in, first out.
Understood. I responded in a couple of ways to that. First off, from the insurer's perspective, they want the claim to go well. Right. They want to keep people as their customer because in all likelihood, this individual not only has a homeowner's insurance policy with them, they have the auto policy and they have maybe a life insurance policy. And if they sour on the company that handles their home insurance claim, they're probably going to take all their business elsewhere. So the insurer wants to make sure that the claim goes through. The other thing is, I think in looking at 2020 and 2021, you'll hear in the industry a lot of times the phrase demand surge, that basically there are so many properties damaged or destroyed all at the same time or within a short period of time that all of a sudden, that's what contributes to all the things.
And that adds a premium to the cost as well, right? Yes. Not enough supply and too much demand. I get it. And I don't know if we're underwriting for that phenomenon, but it happens in almost every storm, right? Have you seen one where that didn't occur?
I think you could point to any major event of recent years, most recently, Hurricane Ian. Now all of a sudden you had hundreds of thousands of people all of a sudden making repairs to their home. And this is going to go on probably for years in Southwest Florida. But I know we're talking about Louisiana, but here we are, 2023. I know
it's the
2020 and 2021 hurricanes are still. Okay.
All right, Michael, when we come back, let's talk about Kias and Hyundais. They find themselves in a real predicament as well.
Yep.
We'll be right back. We're visiting with Michael Barry, Chief Communications Officer and the Head of Media Relations and Public Affairs at the Insurance Information Institute, otherwise known as III. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Barry, Chief Communications Officer and the Head of Media Relations and Public Affairs at the Insurance Information Institute, otherwise known as III. State Farm insurance agents in Louisiana, they're saying that they're no longer doing business with owners of 105 blacklisted Kia and Hyundai models that are vulnerable to theft. There's a guidance that's been provided, and Louisiana is one of the states. I think the restrictions apply in Georgia, Louisiana, Oregon, Washington, and Pennsylvania. What do these folks do?
Well, this is a tough one. It's not only the company you mentioned, but there's another name brand insurer out there. This is a highly unusual situation. The plan B is if you are a Kia or Hyundai owner and you have these particular models that have been flagged by some insurers as being stolen too frequently, is to find there are other insurers out there. Fortunately, it's a competitive marketplace, but there's no doubt that this is an extraordinary circumstance because auto insurers are in the business of increasing their market share. But with these two vehicles and particular models, the design flaws were such that it was easy to steal, coupled with you have social media sites which are uploading videos showing how easy it is to steal them. So it's a confluence of events, but hopefully this is just temporary, and this insurer and the other brand name insurer will be underwriting Kia and Hyundai vehicles going forward. And this only affects new policyholders. So
right.
This is
and the other company is Progressive. But
correct.
So let me ask you this, and I got to imagine that there's going to be more to follow, more to come. Why not just eliminate the theft provision of that policy as opposed to liability and comprehensive and some of the other provisions of the policy?
Well, that's fair enough, because you hit on something when you talk about comprehensive. let's back up. If I'm in Louisiana and I want to drive, I need the liability coverage.
Yeah.
I'm then given the option, and 80% of people opt to do it, and they should, to get, let's talk comprehensive coverage. You don't have to take it. 80% of people do. The problem is comprehensive coverage covers theft and vandalism and a lot of other things that happen in Louisiana, such as flooding, windblown trees falling on your car. So I would counsel somebody
why not just exclude theft?
Obviously
this problem is not going to go away, and obviously it's just starting, and I think in the end you probably are not going to end up with any insurers that are going to write on these vehicles.
Well, I guess I'd take a more optimistic look at this. I think the word is getting out to the manufacturers that you got to remedy this, or you're not going to have people buying Kias and Hyundais of certain models any further. And I think also, hopefully, the social media sites, which are helping amplify this issue, will take the videos down so you don't have situations where you have a theft 101 videos going around for anybody who's interested in that type of thing. So I'm not sure it's going to get worse. I think the word is out on Kias and Hyundais that it's too easy to steal them, and the auto insurers to send up a red flag that is being seen and heard nationwide, because I know this is getting national attention.
Has there been a practice in the industry to upcharge for vehicles that were produced prior to passive engine immobilizers being kind of the standard equipment?
Well, I would say I can't answer the question specifically. I can say make and model of your vehicle is one of the dozen or so variables that goes into pricing your policy. There are the ones you expect: your personal driving record, how many miles do you go, where do you and your car live, because that indicates the likelihood that there'll be vandalism or theft of your vehicle. That's pretty much it. I mean, this is the make and model of the vehicle has always been a factor in pricing the policy.
So, I mean, could we anticipate that there would be an increase in this area based on the number of Kias or Hyundais that we have?
Oh, I think that if I were a Kia or Hyundai owner, I would look, when my policy comes up for renewal,
I'm talking about the region. I mean, just as if we have too many Kias and Hyundais in this region, everybody's going to pay? I mean,
I think the burden will be borne primarily by people with these vehicles.
By the vehicle alone. So more of the experience rated model as opposed to community rated model.
Right. Because the insurer is looking at the make and model, and that's why, Kia and Hyundai are in the crosshairs today, because it's these models in these years that the auto insurers are starting to see so many claims on. And that's why at least two name brand insurers have said, we're not going to take on any new policyholders. But they made it clear it's temporary. They're in the business of expanding market share and writing new business. They don't want to take this step. And I think they thought long and hard before taking this step.
Right. I mean, it's temporary till Hyundai and Kia fix it, I guess.
Yeah, but it seems like it's mission critical for them. I've seen some of the statements coming out from them, and they certainly realize they have a problem on their hands. And they, like auto insurers, they want to expand market share. So if this goes on for too long, I think they're going to see a drop off in their sales.
In their sales, absolutely. Michael Barry, thank you so much for visiting with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
All right. Great being with you, Newell.
Okay, man. Thank you so much. Michael Barry, Chief Communications Officer and Head of Media Relations and Public Affairs at the Insurance Information Institute, otherwise known as III. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the news break, we will visit with Dr. Joe Cantor, the Louisiana State Health Officer for the state of Louisiana. We'll get the latest on COVID here. We'll talk about some of the other public health challenges. We'll talk about fentanyl overdoses as well. More people dying of fentanyl overdoses than were murdered in the city of New Orleans. And in the back, in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Tan Trung, WWL Odyssey digital content producer and multimedia journalist. Tan will talk about his latest pod, The pod focuses on the overall movement out of Louisiana, less about metro movement, more of a deep dive into the factors why people have left the state, not just from 2021 to 2022, which is why the Census Bureau tracked to rank Louisiana fifth in the nation in the terms of population loss. We'll go to the core of it. It's all about the money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.